Okay, Andy, what do you think? You know, obviously another battle with Escanaba, and it was between the two best friends, right? So what did you see out there as maybe the difference that went against you guys?
The difference was turnovers. We shot ourselves in the foot so much tonight. And like I said, if we play this game 100 times over again, I don't think we do that. I just don't it's a tough pill to swallow because I just don't know where that came from. I just don't know. I don't know if it was having an actual crowd here for the first time. In the energy that was in here that kind of got to him a little bit, but I just didn't expect us to turn over like we did. We don't have an official stats, but I know it's a lot. And if we would have took care of the ball, I mean, again, there was a moment in the third quarter where we're down by like 10, and, you know, that's still when we had a ton of turnovers. We were still in it with all those turnovers, so turnovers is the key.
Did you actively try to get Nicole her fourth foul there in the second half, because she got the third? They took her out right before halftime, right? She had three. Did you actively try it, or would that just not be part of your system?
No, I mean, we talked about it. We said if we go to the basket and she's around, that we got to up fake her and get into her, but we're not going to completely change our game plan to try to do that. It would just take us out of the flow of what we're doing. But I said we in the half court set we defended pretty well. I mean, if you look at it, you look at the score and look at Nicole has 45, you're like, well, we didn't play very good defense on her, but it was all in transition off her turnovers. We just said she is an unbelievable player. She's a once-in-a-lifetime player. Somebody that said that plays on the court with the boys is probably faster than every boy out there, too. I had never seen a girl or player glide up and down the court like she does and get off the ground like she does and anticipate like she does and finish like she does, create contact like she does. So she's a special player. She's hard to guard, and us turning it over played right into their game plan. That's what they need to thrive and to get their energy, and we played right into it and allowed them to do that. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate thing for us.
And how about for Megan? What a career here at Gladstone, and people are going to be talking about her years and years from now.
She's just she's a special, unique person and player. She left her imprint on the program and in our community as well. It's going to be tough to see her go. I've had her for all 4 years that I've been here. And like I said, she's become, you know, someone really close to me. So I'm excited to watch her at the next level, but she'll be missed.
Well, you know, you've seen plenty of college basketball in your life, and these two girls that we saw tonight are going to make an impact down in the GLIAC, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be fun to watch them at the next level. Like I said, I think they're both completely different players, but they both have a unique skill set and something that they can bring to an awesome program at Grand Valley. They're coached really well, and I'm excited, and our girls are excited, and our community is excited to watch those girls go down there and do some special stuff down there as well.